Hello, and welcome to this special edition of Hot Pipes, celebrating the music of Vera Lynn, who died aged 103 on June the 18th. Now, I'm not going to attempt to chronicle her life, which has been detailed by so many far more qualified than me, so today it's all about her musical legacy. My opener, I've Heard That Song Before, was recorded by Vera with her own orchestra in 1941 or 42. Len Rawl recalls the Julie Stein melody. Len Rawl and his home Wurlitzer from the Empire Leicester Square, released on an LP in 1970. One of Vera's great wartime songs was composed in 1942 by Irving Berlin for the stage musical This Is the Army, with the film adaptation released the following year. This is Dudley Savage's interpretation of I Left My Heart at the Stage Door Canteen on the Compton and Mellotone in the home of David Shepherd in Holbeach, Lincolnshire.
Thank you.
Next up is a medley of three Vera Lynn songs. From 1940, A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. From 1941, When They Sound the Last All Clear. And from 1939, although apparently not recorded by Vera until at least a decade or two later, They'll Always Be in England. This is Phil Kelsall and the Tal Ballroom Wurlitzer from a CD released in 2010.
Thank you.
There are, of course, two iconic Lynn songs that I must feature on today's show. The first is also from 1942, The White Cliffs of Dover, an American song which was inspired by a poem along with the music of Over the Rainbow, and which became a big favourite with American dance bands. Appropriately, here's an American, Bill Vlasic, recorded in concert on the Pasadena City College Wurlitzer during the 1996 American Theatre Organ Society convention. One of Vera's earliest recordings was Love Makes the World Go Round, cut in 1938 with organ and instrumental accompaniment. Unfortunately, the copy I have is of poor quality, so instead, here is Billy Thorburn's The Organ, The Dance Band and Me, with H. Robinson Cleaver playing the EMI Compton and Helen Raymond providing the vocal. Thank you.
without love. Nobody would sing without love. No wedding bells ring, and though people doubt it, they can't live without it. All over the world they found that love makes the world go round.
Now you, Sandy. You've got so many personal memories of this Silver Jubilee year that I hardly know where to begin. But if, as Roy Plumley says in Desert Island Discs, you could pick just one personality, who would that be?
Well, there's no question in my mind about who it would be. It would be Vera Lynn.
The sweetheart of the forces?
Indeed. I even thought of joining the forces, John, after I'd met her. She came up to Evesham, up to Wood Norton, where we were doing our broadcasting from at that time, and she did a broadcast with me. I had a great difficulty in getting her because she was tied up with somebody who wouldn't allow her to broadcast, with anyone else. But finally she got free, and I did get her for a broadcast, and she was charming. I've met her since many times, and she's just as charming today as she was then.
And now your recollection is?
My recollection now is that Vera was one of the most charming and nicest people that I've ever had to deal with in the broadcasting world.
Thank you.
Reminiscences from veteran BBC announcer John Snagg and BBC theatre organist Sally McPherson from a 1966 LP called Silver Wedding Anniversary. And that, of course, featured one of the other iconic songs of Vera Lynn, We'll Meet Again, along with Wishing We'll Make It So, both of which she recorded in 1939. The organ on that track was the Wurlitzer in the Gomont State Theatre, Kilburn. I'm going to close this tribute to the Force's sweetheart with a number that she recorded in 1953 with organ and orchestra. The melody was composed in France in 1949 and the lyrics in 1953. Originally entitled Hymn à l'amour, the English version was called If You Love Me.
Should tumble from the sky, if the sea should suddenly run dry, if you love me, really love me, let it happen, I won't care. If it seems that everything is lost, I should smile and never count the cost. If you love me, really love me, let it happen. Shall I catch a shooting star? Shall I bring it where you are? If you want me to, I will. You can't set me any task, I'll do anything you ask. If you'll only love me still, when at last our life on earth is I shall share eternity with you. If you love me, really love me, then whatever happens, I won't care.
Received many awards during her long career, the highest of which was Dame Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire in the 1975 Birthday Honours. And at age 92 in 2009, she became the oldest living artist to top the album charts in the UK, overtaking Bob Dylan's previous record. Rest in peace, Vera Lynn. That's all from me, Steve Ashley, so it's goodbye until we meet again.